at Memphis here on the Mighty 990 107.9 FM, AM 990. Ron DeSantis. DeSantis weighing in on what's happening with this political witch hunt. The weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the role of law on its head. It's un-American. DeSantis goes on in that statement to say the Soros-backed Manhattan district attorney has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and to excuse criminal misconduct, yet now he is stretching the law to target a political opponent. Florida will not assist in the extradition request given the questionable circumstances at issue with the Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor and his political agenda. So that is some big news, because there will be some back and forth between Florida and New York City, Manhattan, where the grand jury is, with these charges being brought yesterday. So we'll keep following that. Also following the weather, the storm system moving into the area. I'm not going to talk about it because we have the expert on, Joey Sulipec, Memphis meteorologist, joining us now. Joey, give us the lay of the land. What can we expect later today?
Yeah, Ben, I don't like this one. It has actually upgraded from Wednesday to Thursday to Friday. Today it's gone up to a much broader 4 out of 5 risk zone, which is really blanketing all of Memphis and the surrounding counties. This is a big one. I put a map of it on my Facebook page if anybody wants to check it out, just to see the zone. But here's what's going on. We've got a cold front coming through. That's the normal catalyst for springtime storms. Low pressure is well north, which will help a little bit, but that has made for a much larger threat zone. I mean, this is covering a lot of states. So coming on the heels of last week's devastating tornado, I know we're going to have a lot of jangly nerves out there and a lot of people a little more scared than normal. Here's what I've got. I'm seeing the really what we call the tornado parameters, the tornado juice and fuel. It's at its highest. It's the most jacked up between 3 and 10 this afternoon, evening. So we're going to have some on and off shower chances from now going forward. But once we hit around 3 in the afternoon, this thing's coming by, and it's got a lot of power, and we're looking at a high possibility of tornadoes this evening. So the good news here is I think it's going to be by us by 10 to 11 o'clock tonight. This won't be an all-night event. But that's going to be the danger zone. You know, it's going to be very breezy, and the tornado threat for tonight is very real. Now, I'm hoping that Memphis and the Mid-South will be spared most of that action, but I really feel like for this one, everybody needs to be prepared.
For the listeners out there wanting to be prepared, what do you think? Off the roads by 3 o'clock? Get inside as much as possible?
You know, my family has these conversations just like every other mom and dad with kids every time we see one of these events. And normally I'm of the mindset to tell friends, family, listen, you know, live your life, but be aware of what's going on. In a situation like this, it's a little bit different because it's extremely concentrated and has just built and built over the last three days, all the ingredients coming together. So my suggestion would be, if you can, be somewhere sturdy by 3 o'clock. You know, if you have to be out, if you have to be about, it's critical that you have some type of warning system. The phone is perfect for that. It knows exactly where you are, and it can specialize a warning. But if it were me talking to my kids, and we've actually had this conversation this morning with our children, I really want them in a safe location between 3 and 10 and have their weather antenna up so they're paying attention to what's headed their way.
All right, Joey Sulipec, Memphis meteorologist. You guys know, love him. Go check him out on Facebook. You can see more there. Thanks for dropping by and giving us the rundown.
Absolutely.